This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Epiphany Monday. First posted January 14, 2008. Psalm 40:1-12 Deliverance from Trouble. Paraphrase. The psalmist describes the experience common to those who commit themselves and their situations to the Lord. The Lord hears us when we cry to Him for help and wait patiently for Him to respond. I personally testify with the psalmist that I have been in the pit of trouble, perhaps even one foot in the grave, in the miry bog, and the Lord lifted me out and set my feet on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. He made my steps secure by the guidance of His Word and His Spirit. He has put a new song of praise to our God in my mouth. The Lord will do for others what He has done for me, as they hear and see what He has done for me and fear, have appropriate respect for His power and authority, and trust the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go straight after false gods. Psalm 40:4. The Lord has done many great things for each of us that we aren't even aware of, and are beyond numbering your recollection. John 21:25. The Lord does not desire sacrifice and offering, or religious ritual. What He desires are people with spiritual ears that listen to His Word and delight to do His will, who have His law written on their hearts. When we have experienced His deliverance, we want to share the glad news with others. Yet sometimes we feel hesitant to speak out, perhaps because of self-consciousness or fear of the reactions of our hearers. We need to learn to be led by the Holy Spirit and to trust Him to give us what to say at the appropriate time. Luke 21:14-15. We must make the commitment and effort not hide His steadfast love, faithfulness, and saving help within our hearts. When we face overwhelming troubles, we can remember the Lord's power and faithfulness to deliver us in the past, and be confident that He can and will deliver us from them now, no matter how overwhelming to us. Commentary: this psalm is a description of discipleship and spiritual growth. It's what life in this world is about. God doesn't cause trouble, our own sinful nature does, but He allows it, for now, in this world. Sooner or later we all experience trouble in life. If we have heard and believed God's word in the Bible, we can trust in God to deliver us as He delivered His people in the Bible testimony. The Lord wants us to trust in His word so that we can experience His unchanging love, His power and faithfulness, and His saving help. Sometimes we need to come to the end of our own human and material resources before we recognize and acknowledge that we need God's saving help. No matter how bad our worldly troubles are, they are nothing compared to the spiritual tragedy we all face, apart from the salvation God has provided only in Jesus Christ. We are all eternally terminally ill. We have all sinned, disobeyed God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the punishment for sin is eternal condemnation and destruction. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. The problem is that while everything is going well for us in this life, we may be unaware of our spiritual lostness and eternal danger. 25 years ago or so, I came to the end of my own resources and turned to the Lord for help. When I first began learning to hear God's word with spiritual ears, the Lord used this very text to teach me to trust and obey His word and to show me that He has the power and willingness to deliver us from troubles. See the second entry, Discipleship, in my personal testimonies, sidebar, top right. If we think disaster preparedness is a good idea, the place to start is to read the Bible. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.